On the show today, we have NContract's very own Stephanie Lyon talking about the company's new compliance management system solution for credit unions called NComply. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're going to be talking a little compliance today with NContract's Director of Compliance, Stephanie Lyon. Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. It's so good to be here with you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. Now, you guys at NContract have launched a new compliance management system solution for credit unions, and it's called NComply. Is that correct?
That's right. 10 days ago, we released NComply.
Wow. This is new. All right. So tell us about why did you guys decide to create this, we'll call it a CMS solution for short. So why did you guys decide to create it and launch it out there?
So back in 2017, NCUA and other regulators issued regulatory interagency guidance that really said, we expect credit unions to be able to manage their regulatory risk and compliance risk and demonstrate to us how you're doing these things. And so our clients started saying to us, hey, you guys are our modules for risk management. You provide us with fantastic enterprise risk, vendor management, BCP. We need something for compliance.
Right.
And so that request, we went and launched, feedback group, advisory group. We had a lot of people that were compliance officers really engage with us, tell us exactly what they wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And we all read and really delved into the regulatory guidance to see what do regulators expect to see and what will make them happy if they see it at our credit union.
Yep.
And so mixing those two together, we decided it's a perfect opportunity to enter the regulatory risk space and help our credit unions.
Awesome. And we want to make those regulators, we want to make them happy, all right? We don't keep them happy. Yes. So what was your approach in developing, building, NComply? And it's capital NComply, right?
That's right. All capital right. N and lowercase everything else.
You got it. So what was the approach here? What was the thought process behind it all?
So we went and looked at what the FFIEC guidance had, and we saw, there's really several components of what they expect to see, from the oversight components to the compliance program to the consumer complaint area. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to offer something on each set. So that was very important to us to be able to meet those regulatory expectations. And then the other side of it was, they brought me along to make sure that someone that understood credit unions and has worked at credit unions and has represented over 800 credit unions could come in and marriage both the legal aspect with the operational aspect to make the day-to-day of a compliance officer just better, easier, more automated, and more efficient.
Indeed. Well, it's good that you have that background because you can kind of speak the credit union language, so to speak. So that's always important in our industry for sure. So what are some of the regulatory expectations for credit unions looking to implement a CMS today?
Right. So they are expected to, first of all, have a system in place that is commensurate with the size and complexity of the credit union. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. It has to be tailored specifically to your credit union. So it can't just be something that's out of the box. The NCUA really wants to see something that fits your credit union, and that is something that we're able to provide.
Okay.
Something else that they're looking at is for you to consider your policies, your procedures, how you're managing that approval mode, how you're ensuring you're understanding your regulatory requirements and communicating those throughout your credit union, as well as testing those requirements to make sure they're being met. Something that it's part of the compliance officer's day-to-day is making sure that if they see anything that's not really on compliance, we get it to compliance.
Gotcha. And the significance of all this, why is this so significant today? Are credit unions still being hammered with regulations today, or what's the significance here?
That's actually great. So since Dodd-Frank, we have seen, hundreds of regulation changes happening all the time, right? And so a lot of people thought maybe today's regulatory landscape, we're seeing less regulations, but that's not the case. Just the past few years, in the past 365 days, there have been 365 plus rule changes.
Oh my gosh.
From the federal regulators, just the federal side. So while they don't all apply to credit unions, and they're not all final rules, there is proposed rules, interim final rules, advance notice of proposed rulemaking, proposed rules, all of these things that are really affecting the day-to-day of the compliance officer, and they're expected to track that. So that's what we're seeing today is a lot of that continuing regulatory changes.
Right, right. And NComply, I mean, that helps assist compliance officers in this. I mean, because a lot of credit unions don't have the resources to handle a lot of these this onslaught, so to speak. But it's nice that there are solutions like what you guys are putting out there to help ease that burden, I guess. So, and it allows credit unions to really do what they do best, and that's serve their members, correct?
You're absolutely right. So something that's essential with compliance is being able to offer your members the products and services they want to see. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of competition out there right now from fintechs, mortgage servicing, all these people that want to take away your members and they want to give them the products and services in a faster way. So what NComply is really focused on is automating some of these manual processes and things that really take up a lot of time that really shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So compliance officer can focus on more of the how do I strategize to offer better products and services faster that my members want while staying within that compliance landscape?
Yeah, that's so important. I mean, speed to market is so important today. And because business, as you well know, I mean, things are moving so fast today and it's going to keep getting faster and faster. So buckle your seatbelts because it ain't slowing down. So how should a compliance officer approach the conversation of adding a CMS solution with their senior management? I think you may have already said, I think we already said it, but I think just want to get your take on that.
Sure. So a lot of times credit unions see their compliance people or staff or departments as cost centers. I've heard that a lot.
Really,
what you need to consider is they're not cost centers. These people that are in your compliance department are really doing incredible amount of work, and they're keeping up with so many regulatory changes and ensuring your credit union stays safe from fines, liability, penalties, from NCOAs, examination, you know, requirements. And so what they need to understand is if you are able to manage your compliance using technology and infusing that requirement in there, you're going to be able to free up your staff's time to really figure out other things like, can I open, you know, an account online faster? Can I offer a mortgage better or in a faster way while still figuring out TLRS and TRID? Can I do customer due diligence in a new way? Those are the things that your compliance staff can now focus on if you free up their hands from really having to do a lot of manual processes.
Indeed. That makes our job so much easier. Oh my gosh. So what do you think, having said that, I mean, so what do you think the future of compliance risk, what is the future that compliance risk that will affect credit unions? What's the future here?
Wow. Well, we see a lot of interesting trends going on right now.
Like
I mentioned, and you are very well aware, like all the fintechs and things of that sort that are happening today. So there's a couple of risks right now. There's a lot of litigation going on, so a lot of class action lawsuits, whether it's in the overdraft area.
I've been seeing those,
Yeah, there's a rise in litigation, so that is definitely something credit unions need to be watching out for, is ensuring they really are communicating their expectations and what they're doing for their policies, procedures, fees, account statements in a way that the member can really understand what to expect from their credit union. So that's one is litigation risk is on the rise, something you really need to be watching out for. Secondly, I would say from the state level, we're seeing a lot more movement from state regulators today.
Really?
So they're doing, they're doing a lot more on the space of regulations that they weren't doing before. So it's data security, breach notifications. They're really infusing that space with the privacy laws that we see from the states like New York, California, and all of the states following just like along with them. And so we're seeing those two things really on the rise. And also, finally, the dust has started to settle with the CFPB and the inspector. And she is done doing her listening tour. And I think she's going to start rolling up her sleeves and getting to work. And we're going to start seeing a lot more movement from the CFPB.
Oh, goody. Yay. Adding fuel to the fire. Yay. All right. So, well, to wrap up here, where can we find out more about NComply? And then I know it's brand new, but it'd be great to have, I mean, some of your credit union clients come on maybe 6 months from now and give us their take on how it's helped them and how it's helped them in their managing the compliance and regulations, all that type of stuff. So it'd be kind of cool. So where can we find out more information on it?
Definitely go to our website, ncontracts.com. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of features over there and explanations, videos, blogs, articles about NComply, and you can also request a demo there.
Okay.
And I would love to have our credit union clients that are currently onboarding and utilizing NComply come here and tell you just how much easier and better their lives have been since then.
Yeah, let's do something. Yeah, like, I mean, let's put that in the back of your brain. Let's do something in 6 months, because I'd love to get their perspective too. So it'd be really, really cool. All right. Well, cool, Stephanie. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you got lots on your plate, so appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work, all right?
Appreciate it. You take care.
And you as well.